broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 4th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Hour 2 of 2. The goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. That's who we are. That's what we do. News the networks refuse to use. Why? Because we bring up stories they won't touch. We also focus on what's right's right and what's wrong's wrong point of view. We don't play games. We don't play divisionary partisan politics, and we don't do any of those things. If it's right, we call it right no matter what the source. If it's wrong, we call it wrong no matter what the source. We're into the who, what, when, where, why of a story as well. Refreshing radio. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing fantastic. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. We got at first glance, it might look like a strictly Utah story out in the country, too. But when you dig in, it's a whole lot more than that, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, what you've got here, there's a little county in Utah called San Juan County. The residents there are a little they're upset. And Blanding is the dateline on the story, but the headline reads, San Juan County residents say doodah to national monument. Now, I don't understand the hurt. Whole phrase doodah. I mean, you know, but the bottom line is it's a Navajo word, by the way, for no. And they put it on these t-shirts and vehicle rear windows, as in the doodah national monument. And I guess what they did was they had a town hall meeting, and it had Senator Mike Lee. Who you've sat down with in Washington, D.C., Sam, and Sheriff Mack. This was all held at San Juan High School. I guess they had local government leaders, tribal members, and residents. And guess what? They're angry and frustrated about not being able to speak at a hearing that the Interior Secretary, Sally Jewell, held in nearby Bluff earlier in the month. They told Mike Lee a monument would bring ruin to their county. One of them says she's an English teacher. Her name is Cassie Moon. I suppose she's a Navajo as well. But she said, this will kill our community. We will lose our jobs. She said, if this happens to us, we will be shut down. Now, ranchers said their grazing rights would be stripped away. Farmers said they would lose their land. Educators said school funds would wither. Scouts said their camp would be closed. Navajos said they wouldn't be allowed to perform sacred ceremonies, hunt, or gather medicinal herbs. Anyway, bottom line is a lot of them are pretty ticked off. Now, Sam, I did hear recent interview with our buddy Glenn Beck, with Mike Lee about this situation. And, you know, the bottom line is there's not too many places. I don't think Rush Limbaugh will cover this. I don't think, Michael Savage is going over this. And yet, you know, the whole point here is the president, once again, makes himself into like a king and says, hey, this, what is it, I don't know, millions of acres is going to be off limits to the Americans, and it just basically is more federal overreach, Sam.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, isn't this a land issue?
They call it bears' ears. Well, yeah, it certainly is. It's one more thing.
Isn't private property one of the most important things in America to deal with, Kurt? The protection of life, liberty, and property?
Right.
Well, where are all these guys?
Well, you've got Mike Lee and a whole bunch of the residents there ticked off about it. And yet, you know, I guess even Governor Herbert, who you interviewed, you know, we interviewed back in at the Republican National Convention there, he said, he called the Public Lands Initiative the best way to find the messy middle, and he would protect the and preserve more public land than a presidential monument designation. I guess he went on to say, if you really care about the land, this is not some kind of political tomahawk that you use, no pun intended. If this really is about the Bears Ears region, protecting and preserving the land, the Public Lands Initiative is by far the superior way to go about it. You know, but the bottom line is, you know, the federal government has no role here. Look in the Constitution, you'll see that, right, Sam?
That's the way I see it. What I don't see is, why is this story being ignored? What are these guys afraid of? Okay, well, a national monument within a state? Where's the constitutional provision for that? See, constitutionally speaking, right, they're 10 miles square, kind of an idea, right? Now you would say, oh, Sam, but what about if we're territories? No, that's the complete wrong section. We're not a territory. We're not some weird, pardon the pun, no man's land when it comes to our designation. We're clearly a state. Now, the Constitution details exactly how the federal government can get land, what process or procedure needs to be navigated to accomplish that, but then it also gives the reasons the federal government can have land. And let me see if I understand. National monument's not one of them, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a good point. And remember that one guy, the commissioner down there in San Juan County, Phil Lyman, Sam? This guy spent 10 days in jail a little while back because he rode his ATV in a, well, they call it an illegal ATV ride in the nearby what's called Recapture Canyon. And he did it to protest federal land management policies. So when he, you know, stood up, he drew some of the loudest cheers when he told the residents that federal agencies such as the Bureau of Land Management would use a national monument against him. He said BLM is a whip used in the hands of special interest groups. You know, and he's right, Sam, isn't he?
More than right.
Yeah.
And I commend Lee for at least standing up on this and trying to do something. But I find a couple of tidbits in this really worth talking about, Kurt. And let me give you the couple of lines that I thought were most important in this piece worth discussion. Ranchers said their grazing rights would be stripped away.
Yep.
Farmers said they would lose their land. Educators said school funds would wither. Scouts said their camp would be closed. Let's see. Navajos said they wouldn't be allowed to celebrate sacred ceremonies and or gather medicinal herbs. Now, that's important. This one teacher says this will kill our community. We will lose our jobs, says an English teacher. Everybody's united on this, Kurt, that it's a bad idea except for your federal, belligerent, out-of-control, unconstitutional, rogue agents in government. Right?
You know, another, well, you're exactly right, Sam. And another one of their county commissioners came to the, you know, basically speak, and his name is Bruce Adams. He's a cattleman or a rancher, and he's also a commissioner there. People elected him. And he said cattlemen are the original environmentalists because they see the value of good land management. He said, we welcome new ideas and improved management practices. Now, before I tell you the rest of the statement, you remember how much they say Utah is federal ground that's somewhere close to 70%. And, you know, but he says this, he says, but with only 8% private property in this county, we must be able to graze public land, he said. You know, and Mike Lee asked him, what happens if those rights were taken away? Guess what somebody in the crowd shouted?
What, go home?
They shouted war.
Well, I'm not and, for war, you know.
No, but, you know, people are kind of at the end of their rope in some cases. You know, like our buddy Lavoie Finicum, Sam, you know, he just felt that, hey, there was nothing else he could do about the mistreatment or maltreatment that he had been going through. So he did what he did, right?
Yes. There's no doubt your point's well taken. People are losing it out of absolute frustration of the tyranny of the feds. Something's got to be done, and try the checks and balances of the supreme law of the land, shall we?
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we are starting to see more stories on this topic, though. President Obama made history last year in a massive 260-million-acre, what, land grab? But he's not even satisfied with that milestone. It gets worse. Kurt has details.
Well, yeah, it's a great point, Sam. You know, and this one's the story from the Glenn Beck Organization. And, you know, what you're seeing, yeah. Well, it says glennbeck.com is what, you know, we found it. But, you know, here's the, the connection. They had Senator Mike Lee on and talked about this whole thing, and you know, this get together of this other story where all these people were there. They had 700 people in an overflow room. We had 1,200 people show up in San Juan County to express their views on this, and I invited people of all viewpoints. This is what Mike Lee said. I invited Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell either to come in person or to send a representative. I invited people from the Bureau of Land Management, from the Forest Service. Not one of them showed up, and not one person who was there spoke in support of the National Monument. Glenn asked him, why is this president doing it now? What's his excuse? He says, well, his excuse is that this is beautiful, and because it's beautiful, we've got to protect it.
My response to Glenn Beck would be, can you say lame duck?
Yeah, that's a great point. And he says, we can't let the locals deal with it. We can't let the locals have access to it. And what possibly could go wrong with all this land being managed from Washington, D.C.? The bottom line is, it's just more of the same going on, Sam. Same old stuff.
And I appreciate this being highlighted. I appreciate the stories on it. I appreciate Mike Lee going down there to try to do something about it, and Governor Herbert trying to speak out on it. And I appreciate all those things, Kurt, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government needs to be forced to back down. The state needs to simply take off the gloves, nullify now, reject the narrative of the federal government, challenge them on authority. They don't need to go to the courts and beg permission. They just simply need to say there's no constitutional authority for the government to do this, and we're not going to let them do it here. And the sheriffs need to stand up, get backing from their county, their DAs, if you will, get backing from the governor of the state of Utah, and they just simply need to say, if you federal government bureaucrats come around here to try to engage yourselves in unconstitutional actions where there is no authority, you will flat out be arrested. And until we get enough guts to really start to stand up and stop this, Kurt, it's just going to continue.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
And you can
right.
say, Sam, you're just going about it all wrong. We got to go to the courts and ask for permission, or we got to, write a letter to Barack and sit down at the table for discussions. And no, there's got to be some backbone and some check and balance in America. And if the state with the governor, backed by a sheriff, doesn't have the authority, then who does? And if we're going to debate authority, where does the authority come from? See, and we've got to go down these roads for discussions. And if we're not willing to, Kurt, if we're just going to say, oh, Barry just, demanded an edict from on high like a king-making thug, and we're going to go for that, what does that say to the checks and balances in America? What does that say to the constitutional guidelines for the authority of a president? He doesn't have authority for that. Okay, so all I'm telling you is the checks and balances need to work, and the only way they're going to work is if people understand them, number one, and then number two, have the backbone, the integrity, to demand them. And you could say, Sam, that's just causing problems. If we start arresting federal government bureaucrats, then they'll withhold money from us. Well, you're dang right they will. And then we need to start withholding money from them. And at some point, somebody's going to blink, Kurt. And it ought not be the states that should demand dual sovereignty and appropriate checks and balances. Anyway, good for you for bringing it up. It's an incredibly important story, especially when our whole goal is to protect life, liberty, and in this case, property. And to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, there's a big... Yeah?
I was just going to say a little more footnote on the Clint Eastwood thing that was kind of highlighted earlier.
Yes.
So it was Clint and his son, Scott Eastwood, and they were being interviewed by Esquire magazine, I guess it is, Esquire.com. And I'll tell you what, the interview is very long, Sam. I mean, they go over a lot of stuff. It's pages and pages and pages. And
your point is the less it's mainstream pressish, the more details you get. You're right.
Well, yeah, and you've got a whole bunch of stuff about race, Sam. For example,
I told you.
He's basically saying we shouldn't even have this whole deal. Get over it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he drops an F-bomb when he says get over it, but I'm with you.
Well, yeah, but the point is it's very long and very detailed, and
a lot
about
race. And, by the way, Clint's
race.
Right, Kurt.
Well, he is. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Maybe Clint's been listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Maybe that's what's going on.
Well, you know, he talks about one instance where he talks about one instance where he's there's a movie called Gran Torino. Did you ever hear of it?
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
I never did either, but apparently somebody brought it in to him.
You slept through that one? What's wrong with you, Kurt?
No, I got to work on that. But anyway, apparently somebody brought him in, script for it, and the guy said, but it's politically incorrect. And Clint Eastwood said, oh, good, let me read it tonight.
Yeah, I decided I want to be in this one.
He said the next morning he came in and he threw it on his desk and he said, we're starting this immediately. So I looked up Gran Torino because I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I really didn't know much about this. But it says it's a retired auto worker and Korean War vet. And that's Clint Eastwood plays that part. He feels emptiness in his life with beer and home repair, despising the many Asian, Latino, and black families in his neighborhood. I guess that's where the politically incorrect part comes. Walt becomes a reluctant hero when he stands up to the gangbangers who tried to force an Asian teen to steal Walt's treasured car. An unlikely friendship develops between Walt and the teen as he learns he has more in common with his neighbors than he thought. So, there you
heard
go.
That. Wow.
Oh, boy. But anyway, there's
but again,
a whole
see,
bunch
the
of
mainstream
stuff
press
in there.
Would even let excerpts of that interview to come forward, Kurt, to really tell. They don't want to talk about this.
That's right. They just want to highlight the other stuff. You know, and there's another part where it says, talking about the Trumpster and stuff like that, and they say that, hey, man, Trump's even got your scowl, you know, Clint. You know, he's looking at the old make my day look, you know. And he says, so you're not, the interviewer says, what do you think Trump is on to? He says, what Trump is on to is he's just saying what's on his mind. And sometimes it's not so good. And sometimes it's, I mean, I can understand where he's coming from, but I don't always agree with it. Then the Esquire guy says, so you're not endorsing him? Clint Eastwood says, I haven't endorsed anybody. I haven't talked to Trump. I haven't talked to anybody. You know, he's racist now because he's talked about this judge. And yeah, it's a dumb thing to say. I mean, to predicate your opinion on the fact that the guy was born to Mexican parents or something. He said a lot of dumb things, so have all of them, both sides. But everybody, the press and everybody's going, oh, well, that's racist, and they're making a big hoodoo out of it. He says, just blank, get over it. It's a sad time in history. You know, there's a lot there besides the little stuff that they point out. You know, good old Clint Eastwood telling it like it is, you know.
Well, and too bad that doesn't make the mainstream press to talk about the real issues, because Donald Trump should heed my open letter. There should be traveling on the Donald Trump campaign trail, Sam Bushman, Clint Eastwood, and Donald Trump. We could take on the mainstream press like you could not imagine.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is not the first candidate to have been interviewed by Playboy magazine, but he is the first to have a wife who posed for pornographic photo spreads. The New York Post has recently republished nude photos of the then 25-year-old Melania Knaus that were originally published by a French magazine in the 1990s. Some depict the future Mrs. Trump and would-be First Lady fully nude. Others include scenes depicting lesbian encounters. While Trump's campaign spokesmen have dismissed the smutty photos as an artistic celebration of the human form, Trump himself has gone on record pledging to enforce federal anti-pornography laws. On July 16th, Trump signed the Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge, composed by the advocacy group Enough is Enough, in which he promised, among other things, to uphold the rule of law by aggressively enforcing existing federal laws, including the federal obscenity laws. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, a financial trust operated by the family that owns the Publix chain of grocery stores and pharmacies has donated $800,000 to the Drug-Free Florida Committee, which is striving to prevent legalization of medical marijuana in the Panhandle state. If enacted, Amendment 2 would permit doctors to prescribe marijuana for a number of chronic and debilitating illnesses. Among those conditions is Alzheimer's disease, a terrible affliction whose victims include Carol Jenkins Barnett, the chairwoman and president of Publix, who stepped down from the company's board of directors in June. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Donald Trump acting like he's taking the gloves off against Hillary. No more Mr. Nice Guy's his claim, but I say it's all bogus. And we've demonstrated over many broadcasts the reality of areas that Donald could literally take on Hillary in a meaningful way. And Donald could talk, instead of just making a statement like, hey, Hillary created ISIS or something like that, he could really get with people who have documented this. Ben Swan, New Media taking center stage. There's a lot of people that could help the Donald connect the dots for the public and force the mainstream press to cover the truth and really, truly take off the gloves against Hillary. But I don't believe that'll really happen. Donald talks about issues like global warming. Hey, global warming's a hoax, he says. Great, why don't you put some money in the documenting? With real investigators. Pat Shannon is one of the best investigators that I know that can document this for you, Donald. Pat Shannon's been in the new media for a long time. And he will get to the bottom of that for you if he hasn't already done so. There are other investigators like Ben Swan and others that do a stellar job of the truth as well. But if global warming and if ISIS isn't enough, talking about Benghazi sure is. Talking about Hillary perjuring herself before Congress. And really using Trump's influence to push Congress to get a 218 majority in the Republicans to literally say we're going to indict Hillary. The fact is she's going to be held in contempt of Congress for her perjury in the email cover-ups and the scandal. It's bad enough you were involved in the scandal. It's bad enough you violated national security. But now you've lied to us and that cover-up will not stand. You will be accountable. Talking about these land issues. Obama's greatest land grab, 2 million acres in Utah. Again, an opportunity for Donald to highlight, bring constitutional experts like Scott Bradley into the mix and truly discuss it. But now there's another front that we could open on Hillary, not even counting rape by her husband, not even counting the drug trade, not even counting the gazillions of scandals that we see surrounding Bill and Hillary and Obama and the like. But the headline, there's several headlines here, and I'm going to refer to all headlines and then let Kurt just talk about these stories. Clinton's IRS chickens come home to roost. Boy, do I wish that was true. Clinton has a history of using the IRS on foes. Clinton Foundation expert, IRS has new cover-up. Bottom line is, you go through all these stories, Kurt, and it basically documents that the IRS has been used by Obama and the Clintons and really by the insiders against political foes for our whole lifetimes and more. And that Donald could absolutely bring this up and say, my goal is to end the IRS. This is un-American. This is unacceptable. You people worry about ISIS, but you know what? Americans are getting slaughtered and abused and beat up every day from this tyrannical thugocracy that has no constitutional authority. Donald could take off the gloves and really, instead of just saying, oh, the IRS did something bad, really connect the dots with private investigating and really laying it out and giving people cover to where they could speak out. You think the early 90s with the Republican freshman revolution brought out some IRS shenanigans, that Donald could take off the gloves and really tie this to the Clintons and to Barack Obama in such a meaningful way that if they would never recover. If the Donald would do it and use the new media taking center stage as his pardon upon Trump card, just think what could be done. But let's talk about the details of these stories. They've done half the work for the Donald on this one, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. I mean, you know, many of these are WorldNet Daily pieces. And, you know, for example, one of them references how the Daily Caller was told by this Blackburn guy that the IRS has a double standard because they would go after conservative groups and religious groups and organizations, but they wouldn't be looking at the Clinton Foundation for years. You know, I guess there's a book out called Clinton Cash, and it exposed the Clinton Foundation's solicitation of donations from foreign entities who sought favors from the Hillary Clinton-led State Department. WorldNet Daily staff writer Jerome Corsi's new book, Partners in Crime, The Clintons' Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit, lays out the evidence for the crime of inurement, which is utilizing a tax-favored charity to enrich oneself. Now, they even give the Clinton history of using the IRS on the foes, you know, their opposition, and, you know, goes through a whole bunch of them instances. And that's one of the reasons that we push for, you know, elimination of that system and, you know, the installation of a constitutional tax system, either the one we had with the tariffs, you know, that'd be great.
And by the way, that's one that Trump already seems to favor if he's serious, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. But like you say, so many of the times, you know, when he says taking the gloves off, you know, all I see, it looks like he's just moving it by his wrist to see if there's a wrist hair there, you know. There's just no real taking the gloves off like has been reported.
And that's what these politicians, including, you know, Donald Trump and talk show hosts like Rush and Glenn Beck and many of these others, they bring enough right up to make you feel like, yeah, that's right, that's what I think, that's what I feel, yeah. But they never go far enough to create any sea change. They never go far enough to turn thought into action. I'll give you a quick example to make the point. Michael Savage, one of the biggest talk show hosts in the country now, has talked about that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are a problem. They're really one party, and it's a big lie that they're even two. And then he says we need to really work on building a third party. But he said that many times, Kurt, but he's never really done anything to back, to create, to foster, to promote, to help, whatever you want to say, third parties.
Well, and, you know, he acts like, at least by his actions, that there are none. There are none to really promote or, you know, any that are worthy of it.
But the Constitution Party
yet,
has a presidential candidate, a vice presidential candidate. They're on the ballot in many states. With his help, they could be on the ballot in many more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Reform
and
we Party
know
got,
about
what,
them,
19%
and yet,
of the vote,
know,
Kurt, back in the
Well, Ross that's
Perot
exactly
day?
Right. We know about them, and, you know, you'd think with those big staffs and all that kind of stuff, they'd be able to talk about that, you know, including, like, Glenn Beck. As far as you've heard of Glenn Beck ever covering the Constitution Party, bringing any of that up, I haven't heard about it. And yet, you know, these are just topics that they won't bring up. Whether it's Sean Hannity,
but I'm saying, why don't we give the third parties a fair shot? by giving them as much free coverage as they've given the Donald and Hillary, for that matter.
Oh, that's a great
and let's
point.
See what percent of the vote they can garner. Right now, what we say is, well, we're not covering them because they don't garner enough of the vote. But the problem is, without people knowing who they are and without big money to force the discussion of who they are, in other words, to punch through and have a household name, of course they don't have the vote. People don't know about them. How can you vote for somebody you don't know about? And see, the mainstream press, right at the heart of this, and guilty as all get out. And that's why when the Donald says, we're going to punch through the mainstream press, we're going to take off the gloves, then it's like, they said Sam was a racist. Well, we're disavowing Sam then.
Well, and another part of these IRS stories, Sam, and these Clinton IRS things, is you've got our personal, you know, acquaintance, Chuck Harder, the former talk radio personality and founder of what was called the People's Network Incorporated, who endured an audit of, guess what, 18 years. Now, I've heard of some rather lengthy audits, but I think that might be the Guinness Book of World Records longest ever audit done, 18 years. The WorldNet Daily piece says, within days of Clinton's election to the presidency, Harder was slapped with the IRS audit that his accountant called harassment, and that over nearly two decades of pressure effectively stripped the microphone from Harder's hands. PNI, or that's the People's Network Incorporated, had been fighting a politically motivated IRS audit started by Hillary Clinton in 93. This is what Chuck Harder told WorldNet Daily back in 2010. They sicked the IRS on us. They couldn't finish the job in time for the 96 election. So in 96, they sicked a lawsuit filed by the United Auto Workers Labor Union on us. They want to destroy Chuck Harder, and they're doing a pretty good job, he said. And,
well, and now they've already done it, Kurt. He's never been back on the air. He's never had a real solid.
Right.
I'm not saying he hasn't tried, but I'm just saying he's been taken down ever since. A partner in that, or an involved person in that, was a guy by the name of Pat Choate, who we know quite well also, was wronged and shut down. And basically what you got is the United Auto Workers Union in bed with the government and Hillary Clinton that all flat out shut down the talk radio network, Kurt.
Yeah, and if Donald Trump really wants to take off the gloves, man, we got a lot of stuff for him to see when he takes
off. Well, and
that
Donald
glove
could
off.
Pump $100 million or so into the new media ticket center stage and revive that and say, I brought it back. I'll give you another example in seconds.
Good point.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I said I'd give you another example of where I don't think Donald's taken off the gloves. He brings up so many of the right things. So many of them. But the Donald speaks out about how we've basically put a muzzle on the preachers across America. And Dobson says Donald Trump would unleash Christian activists to fight for beliefs. WorldNet Daily, 3 hours ago. Okay, now, I wish that were true, Kurt. But I don't believe it. And I'll tell you why. Donald speaks out big time, saying, listen, we've muzzled these leaders. Okay, we've absolutely shut them down. And the way we've shut them down is because, hey, like in 1971 or 73 or whatever it was, they made a new law that said that you can't preach from the pulpit or your tax-exempt status might be in jeopardy. Now, let's be clear. Donald's absolutely right, Kurt. He's right as rain. However, unless you're going to take off the gloves and really tie it to reality, you're not going to get anywhere. You can make an offhanded comment. You're totally right. All the conservatives, the evangelicals, everybody goes, yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, amen. Dobson, Trump would unleash Christian activists to fight for beliefs. It's incredible, right? Well, not if you don't do something to bring it to the next level, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
And what I mean by that is this. If you're serious, Donald, listen carefully, because I know you got operatives listening to the broadcast.
Yep.
If you are serious about that, then what you need to do is call our buddy Chuck Baldwin. He ran for president on the Constitution Party before, so he has some political savvy. He's one of the most well-known liberty-loving pastors in the country. He teaches about the Black Regiment. That has nothing to do with race, by the way. Don't back out and chicken out and disavow anybody. Don't melt down, my friend. Just hang tight. Take off the gloves, get a little toughness, okay, and realize that the Black Regiment had to do with preachers standing in the pulpit telling the tale of liberty and rejecting these false narratives that turn our back on God at every turn. And if you want to have Sam Bushman speak on the media, David A. Clark Jr. speak about the police officer, let's see, Ben Carson speak about what needs to happen to help the Black communities have stable families and an opportunity in America, and how to get that opportunity, about rags to riches, so to speak. If you want Richard Mack to speak about states' rights, he's got the landmark decision against the Clinton administration, by the way, in his favor. If you want Sam Bushman to speak on the media, if you want Chuck Baldwin to speak about the Black Regiment and stand up for Christians, and you want to get my buddy Joe, what's his last name? Curtis, the IRS guy.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Bannister.
Bannister, yeah.
Right, get Joe Bannister to talk about how he used to be an IRS agent. And you want to create an entourage for the campaign trail to take on the media at every turn?
Ooh, wow.
You want to get this done, my friend? You start enlisting your friends and list to absolutely take it to the mat.
Tom Woods.
You can have Tom Woods talk about nullification. Exactly right, Kurt.
Tremendous.
Keep going.
Stuff.
You can have Ron Paul talk about the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
You can say, Ron, I've decided that we got to just end the Fed, go back to constitutional gold and silver currency.
Get her done,
right,
baby.
And you can take
the gloves off.
You want a constitutional scholar to, you know what, when people question the constitutional reality of something, bring Scott Bradley, one of the most constitutional experts in the nation.
Yeah, been so and the decades. Vice president candidate on the Constitution Party.
Okay, you want to bring people together and take off the gloves, you can get that done.
Yes.
You can absolutely get that done.
But talk is cheap.
But see, I don't mean to be rude. I don't see Donald doing anything. He's like, yeah, pastures are getting a bad shake by the IRS. He's right as rain. But unless we're going to hammer home that point so hard that Clinton will never forget it, unless we're going to tie Clinton to this hostile, abusive IRS that's been shutting the mouth of preachers across the country, why don't you start highlighting Jeremiah Wright's preaching?
Mm-hmm.
And that you know what? You're going to say Donald says things that he ought to not say? What about Jeremiah Wright speaking to President Barack Obama for literally 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about talking out of turn? Talking off the rails, so to speak?
Yep.
Okay, we need to take off the gloves. But you're not going to do it alone, Donald. That's why in my open letter I'm telling you, you back away from us and you back away from the truth, you will lose to the mainstream press and Hillary. I predicted that and I'm sticking with it. Absolutely, I'm sticking with it. Now, I've only named a few people, Kurt. Chuck Harder's been wronged. Why don't you tell the Chuck Harder IRS abuse case across the country?
Well, just imagine, you know, if he brings that story up and says, look, this guy had a, you know, little network. We believe in freedom of speech
little
in America.
Little 300-plus radio stations, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, but, you know, what I'm saying is when you compare it to the CNNs and all that kind of stuff, you know, but, you know, the fact is that he was wronged. And they had an 18-year audit. You know, you bring that up to people, they go, hey, something is wrong here. And yet the main thing that happens, Sam, is there's really no coverage. Except by, you know, like our buddies there at WorldNet Daily and, you know, but you just
and us
don't
and Liberty
really
News
see it.
Daily yeah. and a few.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now,
great point.
You can't just have these fleeting comments and expect them to do any good or stick. What you've got to do is ride for the brand.
Mm-hmm.
What you've got to do is stay steadfast. In radio advertising, we're taught that it's all about frequency and duration.
Yeah.
And that's what I submit to Donald. You've got to stick with these themes with such frequency, with such duration, that they cannot be ignored.
Yeah. Good point.
And you've got to get surrogates. I don't like that word. To me, it doesn't even sound good. But nevertheless, you've got to get people that can tell that tale. You want to talk about police officers? I got the most preeminent three police officers on the planet that could talk about this. David A.
That's
Clark
right.
Jr., former Sheriff Richard Mack, by the way, who beat Bill once at the Supreme Court. We can beat Bill again.
Yes.
And Rick Dalton, Vice President of the CSPOA, 25-year-plus police veteran as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that are going to speak when it comes to issues relating to the cops and the police.
Good point.
By the way, we'll throw Joe Arpaio on there for good measure so we can find out what's up with that birth certificate, by the way, once and for all.
Yeah.
Okay. When you want to talk about the media, Ben Swan and Sam Bushman are the tag team to get her done.
It's called offense as well. You know, instead
Amen.
Of just playing defense, you know, like Rush Limbaugh said, offense is what scores touchdowns. Now, occasionally the defense will get some interception, but offense scores touchdowns, and that's, you know, I mean, Mr. Taking Off the Gloves has got to understand that that's got to be the case if he really wants to.
Now, I'm saying to you that Donald needs to have people to speak out about this. Donald needs to, when they call him a racist, he needs to just have Sam Bushman and Ben Carson, James Edwards and Jesse Lee Peterson get on the stage at CNN and say, listen, Megan,
that's right.
What are you talking about? My buddy David A. Clark Jr. over here, my buddy Ben Carson over here, my buddy Jesse Lee Peterson over here, my buddy Sam Bushman, who doesn't even know what race any of us are over here, and we're all together standing for liberty. Now, are you going to reject this? Are you going to admit the truth?
That's right.
That we're all working together for a greater cause, and because you can't handle the heat in the kitchen about principle, you better sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, what about you? You want to join us at this CNN showdown? Come on, little fishy, let's go. All right, see, that's the kind of stuff that Donald needs to do. He's bold, but he's bold in the wrong way. In other words, his comments are off base many times, where even good people like me can't get behind some of them because they're just off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Mocking a female for how she looks, something that she probably can't help, just has no value. But literally taking off the gloves and talking about these issues where preachers can't stand for freedom and speak out, of course, unless they're black Jeremiah Wright preachers, needs to be discussed and highlighted and directly tied to Obama and Clinton in such a way to where they can never live it down. It's going to happen with private investigators. It's going to happen with new media taking center stage, people who have the guts to really talk about it. Right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And, I don't mean to just beat up on Trump. I'm hoping that he'll listen and to help him.
We want openness and transparency.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff that they talk about.
Darn right we do,
hey,
Kurt.
We want all that. You know, we want the truth. We're truthers here. You know, we want the truth about everything.
Why don't we just bust open the 9/11 discussion then?
Oh, yeah.
And we got a lot we can talk about. It's a target-rich environment. But the truth shall set you free.
Take those gloves off, Donald Trump.
Yeah. Hey, Donald, if you want to invite me to the Trump Tower, we can sit down over Trump lunch and talk about it, my friend. I will even buy the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you're kind of struggling looking for campaign money. If I buy you lunch, it might decrease some of your expenses. How's that,
yeah,
Kurt?
That's right.
All right, I'll pay my way and I'll buy the Donald lunch. I've got so many ideas Donald's head would spin about taking on the establishment with absolute authority and offense. As Kurt wisely points out, we can get it done. To pardon the phrase, I'll use a Barack phrase from yesteryear. Yes, we can, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.